had the pretty one, now you put the ugly one, never mind. So we're going to talk about mission. Now mission actually crosses over a little bit because we've had evangelism already, and the two really go together, but mission goes further. So what is mission and what does it mean? It's such a vast subject, and I'll only give a few highlights tonight, and we'll have to give it to Christmas next, because there's so much in mission. So what I'm going to do is go through a few things in the Old Testament, then we'll have a Bible reading, and then we'll look at what the New Testament says about our mission. The noun mission means an important assignment given to a person or a group of people. And it typically involves coming abroad. That is correct, but not necessarily all. What about home mission? There is a lot of questions we need to answer. Let's go back to the time of Noah. God sent him on a mission to build a boat to save all the animals and a few humans. Good job he did, otherwise we might not be here today. Abraham was given a mission to leave the land of plenty where he was living and travel far abroad, leaving his maiden family, taking his wife and nephew Lot. Abraham and Lot became very successful, but quarrelled and separated. Abraham, after waiting for many years, had several children, and after moving into Egypt. I think that Abraham's main mission was to be the father of a great nation. That was a special mission which God had given him. This was proved as the newly formed Jewish nation rapidly outgrew their welcome in Egypt, and they became slaves, amounting to probably 1 million people in that 400 odd years, men, women and children. Then along came Moses. God gave him a mission to save the Jewish nation and lead them out of Egypt and the Promised Land. Well, we all know what happened. There, God wasn't listened to and everything went wrong, even though they were given a set of commandments to live by, meaning they had to wander around in the desert 40 years before being allowed to settle in the Promised Land. Poor Moses. His mission was very difficult. Moses, because of his disobedience, was not allowed to enter the Promised Land. So the reins were handed over to Joshua. Joshua's mission was to conquer the Promised Land and settle all the tribes of Israel, as they were then called, in separate areas. We have to skip a lot of years and people, or we'd be here a long time, as I was saying. There is such a lot that God has done through his missionaries. Oh, it's just a few. Please forgive me for those I'm going to leave out, because there's such a lot of them. Very important one in my heart was Nehemiah. He was sent by God to rebuild Jerusalem and to lead God's people as they returned from exile. Many prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah and others were sent by God to get the people to repent and warning them about the terrible things that could happen and did happen to them. They didn't listen and they had to suffer God's punishment through exile and various other things. They were finally conquered by the Romans, which really was the end of the kind of people of Israel, the Jewish nation, until 1948. Though the prophets had been promised a saviour, a messiah who they thought would bring them out of Roman occupation, they could not believe in the one who was sent to save them. Not a soldier, but the Son of God, who was sent by the Father to save anybody who would believe and trust in him. So instead of worshipping him, they crucified him to fulfil the scriptures. But he rose from the dead after three days had passed. Jesus was the very special missionary. Through him today we can look forward to being born again, given the infilling of God's Holy Spirit and the promise that human death was not the end but the beginning. As God has a place for us in heaven where we will live forever. How? If you don't know, speak to me afterwards. I'll try to tell you. At the the time of Jesus' ascension, he gave the disciples the Great Commission. Now, we've had this before when we were looking at this. We were told to tell the world about the great gift that God has given us. Through them, we have been given the opportunity to follow Jesus today, because the disciples actually bring the word of God forward. Well, what comes next? The disciples become apostles at the beginning of the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and God's word starting to spread. Mission had started. Evangelism had started. Mission at that time was mainly at home. That was in Jerusalem and the surrounding districts. Meetings were in houses, and they helped each other and people in need. Their mission was to grow Christianity by example, which they did. The disciples became apostles at the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. God's word started to be spread. Oh, sorry, I'm reading things again, I'm sorry. Just remember that bit. Going to have our Bible reading now, and I think this is where a mission was kind of shown in the Bible, and I think it's quite a special Bible reading. If you can find it, you see it somewhere. That's it. Here we read from Acts 10:23. I was trying to sing earlier on and I've lost my voice, as you can hear. Afternoon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat. And while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven open and something like a large sheet being drawn down, let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles and birds. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I've never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." This happened three times, and immediately the sheep was taken back to heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and stopped at the gate. They called out, asking if Simon was known as Peter was staying there. Now, I've got that completely wrong, so I'll try again. They called out, asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. But to confuse things, there was another Simon staying there as well, which Peter was actually staying with. So that actually confuses us, because Peter was called Simon Peter, and he was staying with the Simon. So just to confuse us, that confused me, I must admit. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, three men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I've sent them." Peter went down and said to the men, "I am the one you're looking for. Why have you come?" The men replied, "We have come from Cornelius, the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man, who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel taught him to ask you to come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say." Then Peter invited the men into his house to be his guests. The next day, Peter started out with them, and some of the believers from Joppa went along. Now, Peter was given a commission there, wasn't he, to go and join the people of Joppa and teach them about Jesus. So, one night, Peter had a vision. Have you ever had a vision? I have, some years ago. I think I told you about it or not. Is it now? And that vision led him, as I say, to go to Joppa. When I made my notes last night, I was quite tired and things weren't coming too well all round. And I got things back to front and inside out, so please forgive me. And I'll put my away for a minute. I'll walk away from the notes. And we'll leave it to God to speak, I think. That's the best I take. Right, Peter was a devout Jew. And things to eat and things to do were very important to him. And this got him into arguments occasionally, especially with Paul. Because he had an argument with the disciples, the apostles at the time, about circumcision. Which he thought it was very important. And Paul didn't. Paul was led on, he wanted to go further than that. Because Peter thought that people who believed should be circumcised and become Jews. And that's when things started to change. Because Paul went off, as you know, around the world, as we know it. And Paul himself had been a devout Jew, a Pharisee. Now, he was very strict as well, but when God spoke to him on the road to Damascus, his life changed. He turned around, he gave his life to Christ. And over the next few years, he was taught, because he didn't do a lot, he just travelled around Jerusalem learning how to be an evangelist, a mission. And then he was sent by the apostles with Barnabas on the great missions, wasn't he? He went out on missionary journeys all round, speaking to people and teaching about Jesus. But Paul's mission wasn't just to teach people about Jesus. He actually was to teach people how to live, how to help each other. This is a mission to help each other. Paul helped other people. When people are in need, he worked out how to get money to give to them. And when our Bible study on Wednesday, we actually saw this because the people of North and South Macedonia, really remember this, Paul challenged them both to help each other in a different way. He had a way of twisting people's arms up their backs. And I thought that at that time that was quite amusing. There was something, I'm going to go back to my notes now, because there is something quite amusing which I found. The Bible says, the next day, I've gone on from the scripture, as Peter was travelling, he went up on the roof. So where was he travelling? Around the roof? That's what the Bible says. I thought it was quite funny, actually. I was struck by this time. Please forgive me if I've got a strange sense of humour. But he stopped at a house while he was travelling around the roof. I think somebody when the translations went a little bit wrong. But he went to Joppa, didn't he? Then go back to my notes a little bit now. Christianity spread all over Europe. Paul, by example, led people to Christ. His followers, by example, led people to Christ. His friends, by example, led people to Christ. That's his mission. Evangelism is to tell people about Jesus. Mission is to be practical. Missionary soldiers were sent from Europe to the Americas with a strange form of Christianity. They seem to think, if you don't join us, we're good. And they did. They killed so many thousands and millions of people in South America. And they thought they were being Christians. They stripped South America of much of its wealth. It's supposed to be Christians. Mission properly started from from this country in the 19th century with people like Livingstone, who went to Africa to teach and give practical help to people in Africa. And that mission still carries on today, doesn't it? Just before that time, remember the slaves who were taken to the Americas? Well, through those slaves, don't we know the wonderful songs, etc., that come out of that period? And where do the songs come from? Some people, some missionaries, must have gone with them and spoke to them and taught them about Jesus. And even though they were slaves, they had a joy in our Saviour. There's some lovely songs come out of it. Amazing Grace is one of them. It's supposed to have been written by one of the slaves, so there's a doubt. But there's so many gospel songs came out of that period. So through mission, those slaves learned about Jesus and had a special love. And they were a special example for us too, because even in the terrible times of difficulty they had, they worshipped. Well, we know what happened in the past, what's going to happen in the future. This is my important thing, I think. Do you want to be a missionary? All blank faces. Do you want to tell people about Jesus? Do you want to help people? In so many different little ways, we can be a missionary. We can set an example of the way we live. By that example, we can show that Jesus loves us and we love other people. We don't have to literally have to shout in the street corner. I think that turns people off. I've seen so many people around the street corners now outside the stations yelling and yelling and screaming. And they don't bring God's word. I believe God's word should be you look at somebody and you love them. I believe I have God's love in me, and I love each and every one of you because I have Jesus' love in me. And I believe he loves you. Can we help somebody that's in need? Can we help support those who have been sent abroad to help where there is terrible hunger, war, disease and drought? At home, can we support bodies like the VMS and others? Another good example is the London City Mission, which is a home mission, isn't it? They go into the streets sharing the love of Christ, and they will help people in need, especially at places like Webber Street where the homeless are helped. We have been given a challenge today. What can we do? Oh, we've been sent on a mission. Even if it's at home, even if it's in this church, even as we go home now. As you pass somebody in the street, this was something I used to do, and don't do so much now, and I should. As I pass somebody in the street, I used to pray for God's love to surround them. Didn't have to say anything to them. It's just a matter of praying for people as we pass them, that God's love will be given to them. And that's important. If we get the opportunity to help somebody, can we do it in a way of love, showing Christians love? People should know we are Christian by our love. That's a special thing, isn't it? Jesus actually said that. So just in a couple of minutes, for a couple of minutes, I'm going to ask, if we shut this world out completely, close our eyes, try and go blank. Remember, prayer is a two-sided way, a conversation between us and God. Let's give God an opportunity to speak to us. And Father, just as we go in the quiet, through your small, still voice, please speak to our hearts, Lord, and to our minds, that we'll know what mission we can do. Thank you. Mission can be giving somebody a cup of tea when they're thirsty, a drink of water, or a sandwich if they're hungry. That's simple mission. Let people know we're Christians by our love.